Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
30 years of joyfulness. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra. We're on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and worldwide at myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via various affiliates, live on X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up, intermittent power supply expected to worsen as independent power producer Carpower threatens to shut down its plant in 7 days over an outstanding $371 million debt.
Yesterday, I received a letter from Carpower. They are threatening to shut the plant in 7 days.
Why?
Unpaid bills that we inherited. We've been trying every way we can to engage them so that they will give us some breathing space. But they simply will not budge.
We'll hear from the Energy Minister, who is assuring government is working round the clock to resolve the situation and keep the lights on. Also, this afternoon, TUC says organized labor is deeply concerned about the president's decision to suspend Chief Justice Tokonu, urging him to hasten slowly.
Organized labor has been following events surrounding your suspension of the Chief Justice. We are red bits and pieces of the petition seeking the removal of the Chief Justice. Mr. President, organized labor is gravely concerned about this development.
We have details. State set to file criminal charges against former MPP administration officials implicated in National Service ghost name scandal and SkyTrain fiasco as soon as next week in furtherance of oral.
In respect of the SkyTrain matter, we have completed investigations and will be filing charges hopefully next week. Now, the investigation in the National Service ghost names scandal has also progressed well, and we'll be filing charges against some of the persons involved from the first week of May.
We have details. Plus, the state's offer of immunity deals to individuals who provide actionable information leading to the successful prosecution of those the state deems the actual criminals.
So if you're a whistleblower, you know of any crime that has taken place, please come. Even if you are marginally involved, I'm prepared to cut a deal. And then we can deal with the actual criminals.
Illegal connections and overcrowding blamed for rampant fires at the Shama Municipal Market, where traders are demanding fast-tracking of electricity meter installations and reconstruction of the market to prevent future incidents.
The major causes are illegal connections, because if you apply for meter, they will not give you, and we need the light. So we have to go for the illegal. They should give us meter if we apply. They should give us and fast.
We have more as nearly 100 victims of the recent fire are yet to recover from the tragedy. And later in the bulletin, for Throwback Thursday, we'll put a spotlight on some of the massive Ghana and Nigeria music collaborations we've had over the years. I'm Israel Lai. Stay for details. The Trades Union Congress TUC says it is deeply concerned about President John Mahama's decision to suspend Chief Justice Gertrude Tokonu. The CJ was suspended nearly 2 weeks ago after a prima facie determination was made with respect to three petitions seeking her removal. The Ghana Bar Association has demanded that the Chief Justice is reinstated. Speaking at the May Day celebration to honor workers, TUC Secretary General Joshua Ansah said Ghanaian workers want the president to hasten slowly on the matter.
Organized labor has been following events surrounding your suspension of the Chief Justice. We are read bits and pieces of the petition seeking the removal of the Chief Justice. Mr. President, organized labor is gravely concerned about this development. Mr. President, this process you have just begun set the country and our democracy on dangerous slippery slope from which we may not recover. We advise, Mr. President, that you hasten slowly and cautiously on this matter. Your decision on this matter will be consequential for our democracy.
President John Mahama did not respond to the appeal by the TUC Secretary General, but assured workers of his commitment to their welfare, promising timely salary payments and strong occupational health and safety policies. He emphasized prudent management of public resources and pledged to continue working to improve wages across all sectors.
I've taken note of the issues raised by my brother and comrade Joshua Ansah, General Secretary of the TUC, on the long-standing and inequitable disparity in public service wage structure. And this is the reason why, as part of the constitution review process, attention will be paid to the establishment of a permanent independent emoluments commission that will determine a fair and equitable public service wage structure so that we can bridge the unacceptable gap between the conditions of service of Article 71 office holders and other sections of workers within the public sector. I know that morale in the workplace is more than just a matter of salary. It is about dignity, it is about fairness, it is about opportunity and trust. It is about the feeling that your labor is recognized and that your voice is valued and your future is secure. And that's why I'm committed not only to improving conditions of service, but also to restoring hope and confidence in the Ghanaian workforce.
John Eustace at Dobiasari spent time with traders at the Malamata Market and drivers at the Agboglushi Lorry Station, celebrating them and honoring their contribution to the nation.
Achor, what's on Keke Drobe? How many years?
My son, 5 years. My background, my son, they share my family members.
That's Priscilla. She sells spices things. So she says before she got pregnant, she was coming to the market 4:30, 3:30. She was coming to market at dawn.
We started on there were na me sha. On there were hard to eat pan. Me to be solid 12 and a drop. El coffee and you be 10. Me to be solid 1. Me to be solid 2. Time be a me to be solid.
Your body any cocoa and what on, sir?
A bunch of body any abbe, and one I'm in my mammy, a yawa, and I'm a few, and I come into you.
And how long have you been driving?
For 45 years now.
Wow, it means you must really love the job.
I think it's my hobby and my destiny. So I think I feel proud when I'm driving.
Adubiasari in an interaction with traders at the Malamata Market and drivers at the Agboglushi Lorry Station. This afternoon, the intermittent power outages many communities have endured in recent weeks may worsen in the coming days as one of the country's key generators of electricity, Car Power, issues a 7-day ultimatum to government to pay up more than $370 million owed it or it will shut down. Car Power, with its dependable capacity of 450 megawatts, contributes significantly to the national electricity grid. The energy sector is currently saddled with more than 80 billion cedis in debt, which government is struggling to pay. Speaking to Evans Mensah on PM Express Wednesday, Energy Minister John Jinapo explained things could get worse if government is unable to pay the independent power producer.
Today, the sector debt, in terms of what we call total energy sector debt, is over 80 billion. So you're talking of 80 billion. And it's mountain. If we do not take time, one day the power sector will collapse. Yesterday, I received a letter from Car Power. They are threatening to shut the plant in 7 days.
Why?
Unpaid bills that we inherited. We've been trying every way we can to engage them so that they will give us some breathing space. But they simply will not budge. And as you can see, these are the debt portfolio. Asogle, 297 million.
That's what you're coming to?
Senate, 220 million. Yes. Send Power, 423 million. Car power, 371 million. If you add all of them, $1.7 billion. That's what we've inherited.
And how much of this have you paid since you took
over? So far, we've paid NGAS some money. I think we've given them about 30 million. We are meeting Car Power on the 2nd with the finance minister to see if we can get some money for them. We've paid WAPCO some money because when we came, they had blocked part of the pipeline. They've opened it. And as a new government, you need to mobilize resources. They've even drawn down on the World Bank guarantee, the partial risk guarantee of 500 million.
Already?
It's been drawn to 50 million.
When was that withdrawn?
It was withdrawn before we took office. Mm.
The energy minister says he accepts full responsibility for the current erratic supply and will fix the situation.
Naturally, people want to see the lights on, which is expected. And so that is one of the major problems. And it's something we inherited as well. In fact, as far back as December, when we were about going into the election, and that was the last month of the MPP administration, they were shedding about 500 megawatts of power. And if you look at the whole of 2024, virtually every month, not virtually, every month, there was load shedding. To the extent that, you know, it got so heated that the minister came under fire. And so I'm aware of that. And so these few days, because of the rains and other things, as the system gets a bit unstable, you also come under heat. And as minister, even when ECG commits a mistake, nobody knows the ECG MD. When the PRC commits some mistake or they do something, nobody even knows who the executive secretary of the PRC is. And so legitimately so, the people of Ghana would always hold the minister responsible.
And, by
and I take full responsibility for
and
that
by extension.
As minister.
Meanwhile, on the controversial private sector participation in ECG's operations, the energy minister has rejected claims government is selling the power distributor. John Jinapo explained cabinet has instead approved a concession model to bring in private sector efficiency in the revenue collection aspect of ECG's operations.
We've gone to cabinet. Cabinet has chosen the option of concession. We are not selling ECG. And let me put this on record.
So that decision has now been made?
It's been made.
Concession.
We are not selling ECG. Far from that. And so ignore the misinformation. Ignore the misconception. Cabinet has taken a definitive position that we require some level of private sector participation, but not to sell the company outright. So what are we talking about? And I try to put it simple. ECG will remain the holding company. So ECG like has this room as ECG operational area. They divide into four or three. Roland company, you take one. Yours is to manage that sector or that geographical area. At the end of the month, we check how much power came to you. Just hypothetically, maybe 20 megawatts. And so we check the gigawatt hours that you consumed. And we say that this is the price. Pay us. You pay ECG. How you collect the money is your cup of tea.
So you have to pay ECG upfront?
No, you put a deposit or a guarantee.
Okay.
Energy Minister John Jinapo. This afternoon, government says its operation Recover All Loot Oral is about to go into overdrive, with several former MPP government officials said to be charged with various criminal offences. The state has already filed 11 counts of various criminal charges against former National Signals Bureau boss Kwabena Edubuahen for allegedly stealing, money laundering and other offences. Speaking at a news conference Wednesday, Attorney General Dr. Dominic Ayinyine explained investigations have concluded in the National Service ghost names scandal and the SkyTrain fiasco, and the charges will be filed as soon as next week.
In respect of the SkyTrain matter, we have completed investigations and will be filing charges hopefully next week. We have established that $2 million United States of American dollars was paid by the Ghana Infrastructure Investment Fund without board approval. The only persons who knew and acted on the payment were the former CEO, Mr. Solomon Asamoah, and the former board chairman, Professor Ameyao Ekumfi. Both will be charged next week. The docket's ready. We know the charges we are filing against them, so they will be charged next week. Some of the board members have offered to testify as witnesses for the prosecution, and I am considering their offers. Now, the investigation in the National Service ghost names scandal has also progressed well, and we'll be filing charges against some of the persons involved from the first week of May, in a few days' time. Other matters such as National Cathedral Mathematical sex, senior high school Wi-Fi are also nearing completion, and dockets are being prepared for prosecutions to begin.
On the former Signals Bureau boss, the Attorney General announced state investigators have uncovered new allegations of corruption tied to him in the Signals Bureau's provision of secured internet services to the Ghana Water Company Limited. The Attorney General explained Ghana Water's payment of nearly 63 million cedis for those services were diverted into bank accounts of Mr. Edubuahint's private companies.
Our diligent investigation team came across yet another scheme hatched by Mr. Edubuahint, this time involving Ghana Water Company Limited. This criminal enterprise involved the purported provision of secured internet services to Ghana Water Company Limited by the erstwhile Bureau of National Communications, now National Signals Bureau. The contract document showed that Ghana Water was to pay BNC, that is the national BNC, the sum of 650,000.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Ghana cedis every 2 weeks for secured internet services from BNC, that is the Bureau of National Communications. However, for purposes of the payment, Kobne Edubuahint provided the account details of his company, BNC Communications Bureau Limited, to Ghana Water, which religiously paid for the internet services. In other words, every 2 weeks when 650,000 Ghana cedis of money from Ghana Water left the bank accounts of Ghana Water, instead of going to the National Signals Bureau account, it went to the account of a company known as Bureau of National Communications, owned by Kobina Edubuahint and his wife.
Attorney General Dominic Aine also announced that his office is offering immunity deals to individuals who provide actionable information leading to the successful prosecution of those the state deems the true criminals. He's calling on all marginal participants in serious crimes against the state to come forward to help successfully prosecute, convict, and imprison the main criminals.
Oral is not just about accountability. Oral is also about recovery. And so if, from all indications, someone who has been, charged with a criminal offense or in the course of investigation comes forward to say that they are willing and able to return the loot in exchange for a plea deal, which will mean, for instance, that either we let them walk away without, punished, either through a fine or a term of imprisonment, or instead of getting, let's say, 10 years in jail, we can cut it to 5 years in jail or 2 years in jail in exchange for a recovery of what they have looted. I am happy to do that. Very happy to do that, because that is the essence of order, and that is what Ghanaians want. They do not want people to go to Insawam and come back out of jail to enjoy the loot. Okay? So Ghanaians want persons who have looted state resources to retain those resources. So when you offer to testify, I sign an agreement with you and I immunize you from prosecution either today or in the future. So if you're a whistleblower, you know of any crime that has taken place, please come. Even if you are marginally involved, I'm prepared to cut a deal, and then we can deal with the actual criminals.
You heard the Attorney General and Minister for Justice, Dr. Dominic Haine. The minority in Parliament is pushing for the country's asset declaration laws to be amended, insisting they are failing to address corruption. It comes as pressure mounts on President John Mahama to dismiss all appointees who have failed to declare their assets and liabilities after the March 31 deadline. 55 appointees, making 32% of officials appointed between January 15 and March 18, are said to have ignored the constitutional requirement. He is ranking member on Parliament's Constitutional and Legal Affairs Committee, Kwame Haimidu Henry.
I don't see beyond the submission of the form, because nobody is required to open the form, to open the envelope and look at the contents of the form or what you have inputted on the form. So a year or two, fraudulently I'm able to acquire property. How are you going to distinguish between what was acquired rightly and what was fraudulently acquired? So I think this is a wake-up call, because now we're doing the constitutional review. So we probably have to say something about that in order to enrich the thoughts about the requirements in the Constitution.
The Ghana Integrity Initiative agrees the president must act to serve as deterrent to future appointees. Michael Bodi speaks for the GII.
But it is grievous to come to think about that the president made an express order and they disregarded it. This is the extent to which we had gotten to. And I'm afraid we have a governance issue. I seriously believe that this is one such case that if the president is mindful of ensuring that, you know, the discipline, compliance becomes part of his legacy, I think these people must suffer the penalty thereof administratively.
Michael Bwedi is Corporate Affairs Manager at the Ghana Integrity Initiative. The West African Examinations Council says there is a surge in examination malpractices, which it says poses a significant threat to national security and educational integrity. Irregularities in withheld subjects results have increased by 16,000% in the last 5 years, while subject results cancelled rose by 269%. This integrity crisis, the council says, undermines national integrity, producing an ill-prepared workforce that jeopardizes competitiveness in the changing global economy. Here's a report by Clinton Yeboah.
Subject results withheld increased from 3,235 in 2020 to 522,891 in 2024, whilst subject results cancelled rose from 10,496 to 38,693. Conversely, entire subject cancellation decreased by 9.41%, dropping from 510 in 2020 to 462 in 2024. Head of Humanities at WAEC, Daniel Niyododu, warns the escalating malpractices erode educational credibility, affecting long-term development of the nation.
And this is just a tip of the iceberg of statistics given you. After the results was released, others also came out, and this could have beefed up the figures. Mr. Chairman, these figures highlight the escalating crisis of examination malpractice and the urgent need for collective action.
Now joining us on the line now is Peter Kwesi Nochukoto, who is the Chairman, Education Committee of Parliament. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Nochukoto. Now, it's Parliament concerned about this development, and how can we collectively deal with it?
Yeah, good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to your viewers and listeners. Yes, the Committee of Education over the years have been concerned about the level of examination malpractices at the classroom level, especially. For BCE, they have been able to reduce it to the barest minimum, but that of the WASE is the biggest challenge. Every year when WAEC appears before the committee, we ask them what steps they are taking. They elaborate their steps, but at the end of it all, we realize that the pattern is still there. The examination malpractices have been taking different dimensions, especially with this AI and other social media activities. What we can do as a nation is, number one, to make sure that those who are involved in this examination malpractices, when they are arrested, in fact, the penalty should be deterrent enough so that others will not think of doing it. Those who are involved, even if they are teachers, parents, whoever, should be severely dealt with. But the punishment regime that we have now is not deterrent enough. So they do it, and then they are punished, and they go back, and then another time they do it again. Then again, schools that are involved should be sanctioned. I know there are some examination centers in some regions in this country. They prevent white officials from entering the premises during the examinations. And I think these schools, they should be blacklisted. They shouldn't be sentenced for examinations any longer. But these things are not taking place. They will tell you, where did they take the candidates? You have to travel long distances and all those things. That shouldn't be the excuse.
Now, Mr. Noshukoto, has Parliament taken any steps yet to ensure that the sanctions regime that you talk about have become more stringent?
We have proposed that the White Act should be amended or reviewed altogether so that the sanctions regime can be made more effective. Because if you look at the law, I think the punishment of the penalties are not deterrent enough. So what we have recommended to the minister previously, and we're going to do same to the minister to take a critical look at the White Act.
All right, thank you very much. You heard Peter Kwesi Noshukoto, who's the Chairman, Education Committee of Parliament. You're listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM.